The jungle is about to close. The sprawling homeless camp under Seattle's I-5 will be cleared out and cleaned up under a new plan released by city and state officials this week. The aim is to get people out of the area and into shelter. Problem is, the current shelter system doesn't work for a lot of residents in the jungle. Some have pets or partners. Some have addiction and mental health issues. Jason Johnson is the deputy director of Seattle's Human Services Department. He told KUOW's Ross Reynolds they know the system isn't perfect, but they're partnering with a local group to work around it.
Union Gospel Mission has agreed to start outreach next week. They are in a position to expand the shelters that they run and operate, and they are going to work very hard to try and get people to come indoors and use their shelter programs. If that is not an option, they do have access. The Union Gospel Mission does have access to flexible funding, but this is funding that could be used for hotel stays, for rent assistance to transition folks into permanent housing, for travel assistance if they need help getting back to their home community, or money that folks can use for treatment or mental health services if that's what they need.
Yeah, are the funds aligned with the needs? In other words, do you know that you've got enough money to find places for all of them who have pets or who have partners, things that are difficult to arrange in ordinary shelter situations?
Yeah, I think at this point that's hard to know. I think Union Gospel Mission will be better positioned to answer that question once they start outreach. They have some familiarity and relationships already developed with individuals that are living in the East Duwamish Greenbelt, but I think they're really going to begin doing a full assessment of the need when they start their outreach next week.
We heard from a resident from the jungle who's furious that the city's going to take away what she calls her home. She says she's lived in the jungle for years. What do you say to the people there who just don't want to go?
The conditions in that area are really dangerous. The amount of garbage and human feces, not to mention the sort of safety concerns, just do not make it a good environment to stay in. I think that we can do better for people, and I think this is a good first step to try and intervene and provide a roof overhead and services for individuals that need that.
I'm just kind of wondering about the time frame and the number of people, Jason. Do you know how many people you're talking about roughly living in the jungle right now?
About 300 people.
Is 2 weeks, and that's the time frame we're talking about for the Union Gospel Mission to do outreach, is 2 weeks enough to find people from the jungle shelter and deal with all these issues we've been talking about? 300 people, 2 weeks, that's not a lot of time, and it's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we'll find out. I have not heard that it is a firm sort of stop on 2 weeks. But what we do know is that the Union Gospel Mission will be going in and beginning their outreach next week.
We talked to Tim Harris, the founder of the Real Change newspaper and an advocate for the homeless yesterday. He was concerned about the city's choice of partnering with the Union Gospel Mission. There are other agencies like the Downtown Emergency Services Center and the REACH program that have been working with folks in the jungle. Why is the city going with Union Gospel for this big project?
Union Gospel Mission offered. They volunteered to provide the outreach services, access to their shelter, access to their treatment programs at no public cost. So I think Jeff Lilly and the Union Gospel Mission stepped up and communicated a desire to partner with the city on this work. Another thing to add is the Union Gospel Mission is already working in this area. So they've already have established some relationships with individuals living in the East Duwamish Greenbelt. And so they felt like this was a service that they were already providing. And so they felt like they could sort of lean in.
We know there's about roughly 2 weeks of outreach. You mentioned that's a loose deadline for people to try to get them services. Is there a real deadline at which time you'll have done everything you can for services and replacement, and that'll be the real deadline for people to not be in the jungle?
There has not been a deadline established at this point. Union Gospel Mission has agreed to continue outreach and service engagement for individuals who are living there up until even including the point when work needs to begin.
That work Jason Johnson is referring to includes clearing debris, garbage, and human waste from the jungle. Johnson is Deputy Director of the Department of Human Services for the City of Seattle. He talked to KUOW's Ross Reynolds. City and state officials announced a plan earlier this week to close down the jungle.